as physical strength and height wise, but like I said, our kids are sticking with it, and they're still improving each day of practice.
At a time like this, this is just the team that really needs a win right now to maybe break the ice, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's what they need. They need something to start building some confidence. They need some breaks starting to go their way and some shots starting to fall. And you know, when we can string that together, you're going to start to see our potential. And you know, that's just what we need right now.
Hastings last time out lost to a very good Kearney ball club. Final score was 61-29. But I guess the big glaring shot in that ball game, you were out and rebounded in the contest 44-22. Probably the telling point of that ball game.
Yeah, you know, we really gave up way too many extra possessions with the offensive rebounds. And you know, we were getting one shot and being done where they were getting two and three at times. And you know, sometimes that's a little demoralizing to a team, and it just affected us. I mean, it kept affecting us throughout the game, and you know, that's one thing we got to really eliminate here in the future.
Has rebounding been a problem for you this year?
You know, stat wise, we're about two rebounds underneath our opponent, so you know, we're there, right there. When we start to play good quality teams, that's where they really start to get us is in the rebounding category, especially offensively.
Hastings right now averaging about 44 points per ball game as far as shooting the basketball, hitting 38% of your field goals and 28% from 3 points there at Sawyer. So this is a team that has struggled a little bit, putting some points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know, that the shooting percentage isn't where we want it. You know, you need to be in the, you know, 45, 50, mid-50 range. And, you know, we just haven't had shots to fall. But we've been playing some really good, really tough opponents to really get after it defensively. And that's what they've held us down. And here recently, and we've just had a tough time scoring, and you know, we just times you go through this, and that, right now that's where we're at, and you know, but like I said, the kids are working hard each day and ready to get after another opportunity.
You get the shots you want out of your offense, or are the opposing teams are taking that away?
You know, we've gotten the shots that we can hit, and I don't think we've forced a lot of shots. We're making the defense move. And you know, we haven't knocked any down. And you know, here recently haven't been able to score in the post. And you know, that's where we're good at, is getting the ball into the post and scoring the post, not just feeding it to our post, but you know, getting that offensive rebound and scoring in the paint there. And we just haven't been able to do that lately.
On the other side of things, your opposition scoring about, 57 points per ball game. They're hitting about to 47% from the field, so maybe some breakdowns on defense as well.
Yeah, you know, our defense, we need to lower our opponent's shooting percentage. They're shooting way too high, especially the last couple of games. You know, we need to contest shots a little bit better. Just get after it a little more aggressive on defense. I think we're giving up way too many open looks. And you know, when other teams start to go on their runs, we need to respond a little bit better. We haven't responded very well. And you know, that's what's hurt us. You know, teams going around and we can't respond.
Jack Andreessen right now, the leading scorer, leading rebounder for Hastings. He's had a solid year for you despite the other troubles you've had, 11 points and 8 rebounds per game.
Yeah, I mean, Jack's really played well on the post. And here recently he just hasn't been able to score in there, hasn't got some good looks. But we're playing some teams that are a little bit bigger than him, and they get him off the block. And, you know, he's adjusted and tried to take some guys off the dribble, getting out, stepping off the block and facing up his man. But again, he just hasn't had anything fall his way. And, you know, when we do, we're really going to start to get on a roll.
He's kind of undersized in there in the level we're playing right now in Class B, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, he's at 6'3", you know, we're playing guys that are 6'5", and 6'6", and he's done well for you know, his height and his athletic ability. I mean, he's got great athletic ability at times. He really can score in there, and it's just struggled here of late. And you know, we're getting the ball into him to score. He does good things with it. You know, he's averaged probably 4 or 5 assists last couple games. So, I mean, he's, even though they're taking him away, he's still staying with it and getting other people involved.
Are you making any changes down the stretch here, or just trying to play with what you've been playing with all year?
You know, we've made some changes. We're getting some guys some extra minutes. We're running into a little bit of injury problems here last couple games. So, Brady Minkley will get another start tonight. And you know, he did some good things last game. He really plays hard. And physically and aggressiveness on defense is where we've really tried to change some things and really get after it in practice. The last couple of weeks, we've really practiced hard at our defense, trying to whether it's get back against a fast break team or get up on a team that's going to try to slow us down like Columbus did, and we're just really trying to work on our aggressiveness.
tough one here tonight on the road, as Hastings will face a team that's ranked in the top 10 in the Class B ranks, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, the Dragons of Gretna. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings High boys basketball coach Mike Simmons, his ball club in Gretna tonight to take on the Dragons. Coach, a team that has had some great success this year. We're going to see tonight 12 wins and 3 losses on the season, but might be catching them at a bad time. They lost their last time out, a double overtime loss to Aurora, 71-69. Just a quick thumbnail on the Dragons tonight.
You know, they're going to be very quick, and they're going to want to get the ball up the floor really quick. So we've got to rebound the ball and get some offensive putbacks, or we've really got to get back on defense and stop their break, because they're really going to push the ball early. You know, they're a real good motion team. They really want to move the ball, make the defense have to work, and then pound it inside. So you know, those are the keys for us. We got to take care of the ball, not give them any extra possessions, and not give them so many offensive rebounds, and you know, get back on defense.
Is that the type of game that we want to play tonight? We want to get into a running game with these guys?
No, we're gonna want to slow it up. We'll take our shots on missed shots and push the ball up the floor, but we want to slow it up a little bit and get it more into our tempo, because we don't want an up and down game, because they're very similar to like Omaha Gross that we played, where they were really getting up and down the floor, and that's not a strength that we want to play to tonight with this opponent. We want to slow it up and run you know, a little slower motion game, but we still want to make the defense have to move and get the shots that we can knock down.
You got three guys that really score in double figures. Cole Spurgeon at 12 points per ball game, Tanner Miller at 11, Bo Shepherd at 10 points per ball game. So it looks like a balanced attack and maybe a team that we can't key on just one guy.
Yeah, you know, they got several guys that can shoot the ball really well, and then several guys that can also take it to the basket off the dribble really well. So, you know, it's going to be a team effort. And our kids, they understand that. And they realize that they have to play their assignment and understand that you're going to have help. You're going to have help, guys stepping over on the drive or trying to take a charge. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we got to do. And, you know, understand that there's a lot of weapons out there that can hurt you. You just got to play your man and communicate on defense.
Those are the obstacles we will face on the Gretna offense. Defensively, very good, too. They're giving up only 43 points per ballgame.
Yeah, they really get after it on defensive end. They're very aggressive. They'll rebound the ball. Either they'll grab the rebound or they're going to tip it out to their guards and have them run it out and get it. So, you know, that's one thing we've really got to check out. We've really got to crash the boards. We've got to get guys back. You know, defensively, they're pretty big in the post. So, you know, we're going to have to get guys to face up, maybe take them off the dribble a little bit in the post. You know, set hard screens. We really worked this week on setting good football block screens, because that's what we're going to need tonight. And then busting off those screens, looking for open shots. Because tonight, you know, they're going to be a little bit more physically. They're going to be quicker than us, and they're going to be a little bit bigger than us. So we got to be smart and play intelligent basketball.
Sounds like a shooting of a big key here for Hastings tonight, and obviously rebounds.
Yeah. We've got to knock down some shots and get the shots that we can hit. And you know, it might not necessarily be three point. I mean, we're shooting 28% from the 3-point arc. We've really dropped our attempts from the field, and that's good. I mean, we don't need those shots. We need to be patient with the basketball, move the basketball, drive it a little bit more, try to get to the free throw line a little bit.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Simmons, the head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Gretna tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Canterbury Brunson, good evening. Welcome to Gretna tonight. High school basketball at 12:30 KHAS on the road tonight with the Tigers of Hastings, as Hastings looks to break an 11-game losing streak here tonight against one of the better teams in Class B, the Dragons out of Gretna. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Gretna coming in, a record of 12 wins, 3 losses on the season. They are ranked number 7 in the latest Class B poll, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. They lost their last time out to Aurora in double overtime, 71-69. Hastings coming in, a record of 2 wins and 12 losses on the season. Hastings has lost 11 games in a row. In fact, their last win was back on December 11th, when they beat Holdridge by the score of 53-46. Hastings actually got out to a 2-1 record this year in the first 2 weekends of the season, but they have lost 11 games since. And the Tigers will be looking to break this 11-game losing streak in a matchup tonight with the Dragons out of Gretna. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
12:30 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Gretna High School tonight. High school basketball game of the week, the Hastings High Tigers and the Dragons out of Gretna. We mentioned the Tigers' schedule so far. They played some tough teams, losing to Class A Kearney their last time out, 61-29. But things don't get any easier. In fact, everybody else that's on the schedule for Hastings High has got a winning record coming up, including the Dragons here tonight. They are 12-3. Then Hastings has a date with the Aurora Huskies coming up. Aurora currently at 9-7. Adams Central still on the schedule. They are 14-1. Lincoln Pius will wrap up the regular season for Hastings High. They are currently 12-2. The Tigers will have a tough road here to close out the 2009-2010 season. Hastings at 2-12 on the season. They're averaging 44 points per ball game on offense, giving up 57.6 on the defensive end. Scoring has been a problem for Hastings. As we mentioned, they're scoring 44 points per ball game, but they're knocking down only 38% of their field goals so far this year, 28% from three-point territory, and 51% from the free throw line. Ben Reimer, the 5'8 senior, gets a start for Hastings. Grady Minky in there, a 6-foot sophomore, will get a start. Jeff Richardson, a 6-foot junior. Grady Rupp, a 6-foot-1-inch junior. And Jack Andreessen, the 6'3 senior. For the Gretna Dragons, they will go with Bo Shepherd, a 6'2-inch senior. Tanner Miller, a 6-foot junior. Cole Spurgeon, a 6'2-inch junior. Jared Bloom, a 6'4-inch sophomore. And Tyler Brungard, a 6'4-inch senior. Gretna was the team that beat Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this year. In fact, we were down here with the Blue Hawks at that time, as Gretna beat Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 56-50 in overtime. That was the only loss of the season so far for the Blue Hawks. So we see the Gretna Dragons for the second time here this season. Hastings controls the opening tip. The Tigers will shoot our basket to our left. Here tonight, dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange. The Gretna Dragons, dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the green and the gold.
So Hastings will be patient here on the first possession of the ball game. As Gretna has opened up in a man-to-man defense, he's swinging over here to Jeff Richardson, dribbles inside the free throw circle, goes to the far side, down a rut, back to Ben Reimer, here on the near side, top of the key to get it to a Brady Minkie, who had 8 points in the ball game against Kearney the other night, playing a replace of an injured player, as Hoagland is not going to play tonight for Hastings High. Ross Hoagland, he's out with an ankle injury. So Hastings has controlled the opening tap, and we have played about 50 seconds of the ball game. Hastings has not yet taken a shot here. Bounce pass goes inside to Andreessen, left side of the lane. Still kicks it out to Ben Reimer, back inside to Andreessen. Powers his way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Jack Andreessen scores for Hastings. The Tigers took a minute and 9 seconds off of the clock in the opening possession. Andreessen scores with 6:51 to play here in the first quarter. The Tigers have the lead over Gretna. The score is 2-0 here in the contest. Here come the Dragons back up to 4 now for the first time. Ron and top. That's going to be Jared Bloom with the ball over here on the wing. A three-pointer put up and in. Tanner Miller hits the three ball for Gretna. He is averaging 11 points per ball game. And just like that, the Dragons go out on top now. 3-2 is the score. 6.5 to play here in the first quarter from Gretna here this evening. Jeff Richardson with the ball now for Hastings High. Goes over to Ben Reimer on the far side. Gretna stays with that man-to-man defense. There's Rutt with the ball now to Jeff Richardson. Drives it into the paint, can't put up a shot, goes over to Reimer. On the far side, his pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Spurgeon, brings it back 2-on-1. His driving layup is no good. Rebound is loose and is brought out there now by Tanner Miller. Keeps it alive for Gretna. Bounce pass goes inside to Brungard. Back out of the wing now to Tanner Miller. They swing it to the left side. But the basketball is Spurgeon. Back outside the ring to Miller. His shot for three is going to be no good, and the ball is back down here by Andreessen. Andreessen has it for Hastings High, goes to the far sideline now to Jeff Richardson. 3-2, Gretna has got the lead. We're in the first quarter. There's a pass to the near side. It's going to be deflected away from Reimer, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Tanner Miller. Miller picks up his first foul. This will be team foul number one on the Dragons here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation. Hastings High will play things in. So Miller with a three-pointer for Gretna. Jack Andreessen got the two-point field goal for Hastings. 5:39 to play here in the first quarter. 3-2, Gretna has got the lead. And now Reimer will bring the ball back into the offensive zone here for Hastings High, dribbling with the ball, gets away from his man, Tanner Miller. Now gets into the top of the key to Jack Andreessen as that pulls that Gretna defense out to the three-point line. Here's Brady Minkie driving down the right side of the lane, loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Gretna as they come back the other way. Tanner Miller grabs it, shoots and scores. Tanner Miller scores on the transition there for Gretna. He's got all 5 points. Here's Minkie back at the other end. His driving layup is up and in. So Brady Minkie gets the driving layup for Hastings. They answer right back here. 5-4 the score now. Gretna is leading by 1 point. Here's Tanner Miller with the ball now for the Dragons. Goes over the wing on the left side to Cole Spurgeon. In the paint now to Shepard. Drives it down the lane and shot it up and in, and he's fouling the play. Nice move to the basket there by Bo Shepard. He draws the personal foul. And the foul is going to go on Andreessen of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Bo Shepard gets the field goal there for Gretna. Jack Andreessen picks up the personal foul for Hastings High. That's the first foul in the Tigers. Tyler Ortley is into the ball game now for Gretna. 7-4 is the score. The Dragons leading Hastings High. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first quarter. Shot from the free throw line by Shepard is up and in. Bo Shepard is averaging 10 points per ball game. He's got 3 in the contest right now. That's now an 8-4 ball game. Gretna has got the lead. Hastings High back to the basketball. Ben Reimer. Crosscourt pass comes on the near side, right through the fingertips of Richardson, out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Hastings High in the ballgame. Tigers average 12 on the season. They've got 3 here in the first 3.5 minutes of the ballgame. And now Gretna, with an 8-4 lead, will bring the ball back in the offensive zone. Tyler Ortlieb has got it. Goes on the wing on the left side to a Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon picked up there by Minkie of Hastings as the Tigers are in a man-to-man defense here. Here's Sam Applegate, who's into the ballgame for the first time for Gretna. Back outside the ring to a Bo Shepard. Shepard now to Ortley. They're moving on the wing on the left side. Diagonal pass down low. Here's a shot up and in. Bo Shepard. Shepard gets the field goal. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. And Gretna goes out on top by a score of 10-4. The Tigers need to stay close here in the first half. They have 3 turnovers already. In fact, back-to-back possessions. They have turned the ball over without getting the shot away. Hastings now working with it in their offensive zone. Here's Brady Rutt at the elbow, left side, goes over here to Reimer, drives the baseline, it's cut off there, gets it out to Jack Andreessen, he powers his way to the basket, has to give it up to Reimer in the corner for 3, shot is up there, it's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon has got it for Gretna to the near sideline to Bo Shepard. Shepard holds it down to Spurgeon, takes it out of the baseline, his shot is up there, it's no good, the ball tapped out and the foul is called. The foul is going to go on Gretna, Hastings tie. We'll come back the other way. Foul is going to go on Sam Applegate. That's going to be his first foul, first team foul on the Dragons here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play opening period. Gretton is out on top of Hastings by a score of 10-4. The Dragons ranked number 7 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star in Class B, 12-3 on the season. The losses so far this year have been to Aurora, to Waverly, and to Omaha Scott Catholic. Again, they got that win over Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this season, 56-50 in overtime of this four. Jack Andreessen moves it to the free throw line, gives it up now to Russ. Fast-court pass goes over to Reimer on the far side, back out to Richardson. Cranks up the three-pointer. It's going to be short. Long rebound to be grabbed here by Bo Shepherd. He runs a back two-on-two now. Ward Gretna loses control of the ball. Gets it under control. Now to Bloom. Back outside. That's Tanner Miller. Drives down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down. It's picked up by Hastings. Richardson has got the ball for the Tigers. Down the right sideline to Minky. Minky goes two-on-three. Takes it to the hole. It's not good. And he's fouled. And we got an offensive foul call to Minky. Brady Minky ran over a guy down here. And a foul is going to go on Brady. The back skip does not count. So the score remains at 10-4. An offensive charging foul on Brady Minky. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Tigers. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in the first quarter. Gretna leading Hastings High by a score of 10-4. Zach Huber comes into the ball game now for Gretna. Huber checks in there, a 5'10" junior. And now the Dragons will come back up the floor here. Tyler Ortlieb, right-handed dribble, brings it into the forecourt, feeds it over on the wing and the left side to Huber. Back out to a Tanner Miller, out here picked up by Reimer. Entry pass, they get it to Bloom, they shot up there, good. Jared Bloom gets the field goal there for Gretna. He is averaging 6 points per ball game. Bloom is 6'4". He gets the shot away there, just a sophomore for the Dragons, and Gretna is out to an early 12-4 lead after Hastings High led earlier this one. 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings back within an offensive zone. Richardson deep in the corner to the right side. He's double-teamed. Gets it inside to Brady Rutt. Now down low. Shot is up and in. Jack Andreessen gets his second field goal in the ball game. Rutt gets the assist. And the Tigers are back to within 6 points now, 12-6. 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Here's Applegate with the ball picked up by Andreessen. Bounce pass. They get it to the right side of the lane. That's Bloom with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline. Drives it for the hole and scores. Jared Bloom now with 4 points in the ball game. And Gretna is out to a 14-6 advantage over Hastings with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Tigers with the ball. Here's Andreessen, double team, left side of the lane, gives it up, out to Ben Reimer. Reimer dribbling with the basketball. Reimer's pass is going to be deflected. It is brought down on the baseline. Turnover number 4 on Hastings. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. 4 turnovers in the Tigers here in the first quarter. Jeff Richardson picks up the personal foul for Hastings in backcourt. That's going to be his first, the third team foul on the Tigers. Richardson comes out of the ball game now. Ty Anderson comes in for the Tigers. Anderson averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. 14-6 the score. Gretna is out on top. Dragons have the basketball. Huber, bounce pass over here to Cole Spurgeon. Gets it to the top of the key down to Tanner Miller. Miller to Ortlieb on the wing on the right side, picked up there by Reimer. Bounce pass comes inside and the foul is going to be called. They post it up. Tyler Brungard, right side of the lane, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings High to go on Andreessen. The second foul now on Jack Andreessen. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation, it'll be Gretna playing things in. Now it's going to be Andreessen coming out of the ball game for Hastings, and Blaine Gatz comes in there. Andreessen, the leading scorer and leading rebounder for the Tigers, now with a couple of quick personal fouls here in the first quarter. They will rob it inside to Brungard, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Tyler Brungard gets his first field goal in the ball game, and Gretna has their first 10-point lead here with a minute and 20 seconds to play. It's the Dragons 16 and the Tigers 6. Gans with the ball, deep wing, right side to get it out to Brady Rutt. Out here in three-point territory, they move it to the left side to Minky, now to Reimer, now to Rutt again. On the wing on the right side, there's Gans. Takes it to the free-throw line, kicks it back out here to Rutt. Down to a minute to play in the first quarter. Tigers are down by 10 points. Anderson with the ball. Moves it over to Reimer, down in the corner to Rutt. Brings it out to Minky, deep wing on the right side, back down in the corner. That's a Brady Rutt with the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles, comes out to Gantz. Hastings High is passing the ball around the 3-point perimeter right now. Good defense here by the Gretna Dragons. There's an entry pass deflected, picked up by Rutt on the baseline. 10-footer no good. Rebound comes down to Tanner Miller. Miller has got it for Gretna to the far side, right to Spurgeon. Spurgeon hustles it into the forward court. Gretna has got the ball now with 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Dragons have it. Tyler Ortlieb drives the baseline, a pass. Down to the corner left side, a long three, put up there, and good.
Zach Huber scores the three from deep in the left corner, and Gretna has got a 13-point lead over Hastings High here in the first quarter. 19-6 the score. 12 seconds to play. Ty Anderson with the ball on the wing on the right side, gets it out to Ben Reimer. The Tigers have turned the ball over four times here in the first quarter. Reimer steps, fires up a long three. It's going to be too long, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight, boys high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS. The score after one, it is Gretna 19, Hastings High 6.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Willow back at Gretna High School. Boys High School basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings had the lead early on the Gretna. In fact, they hit the first field goal of the ballgame. Took about a minute and 9 seconds off of the clock in their opening possession. Got into a 2-0 lead, but Gretna holds the Tigers just two field goals the rest of the half, or the rest of the first quarter. And Gretna has got a 19-6 lead to begin this second quarter. Dragons allow the opening possession here in the period. Spurgeon gets it out to Tanner Miller. Now right side to Bo Shepherd. They work it down on the baseline to Bloom. Back around the three-point arc. Out to Tanner Miller for three. Shot is up there. Still good. Ball tapped out, and it's going to be a foul out here. Richardson runs into Tanner Miller. Ball was tapped out here, and Richardson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number two on him. Now Jeff's got two. Jack Andreessen has got two for Hastings High. Andreessen starts his second period on the bench. Lane Gass is in his place out there for the Tigers. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings now. Non-shooting situations of Gretna work with the ball down here in their offensive end. Tanner Miller goes on the wing. A long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Spurgeon. Tap try is good. Jared Bloom gets the tap there for Gretna. He's got 6 points in the basketball game, and it's now 21-6. Gretna has got the lead over Hastings High. Nine straight points here by the Dragons against the Hastings High defense. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted back the other way. Tanner Miller drives it against Richardson. Shot is up and in. Tanner Miller gets the field goal. And it is now 23-6 in favor of Gretna. With 7 minutes to play now in the second quarter. It's been a while since Hastings has scored. And now head coach Mike Simmons wants to call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout here. 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Gretna 23, Hastings High 6.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Twin Valley Conference Basketball Tournament going on tonight at Donovan Trumbull. The Loup Rock Conference Tournament. Semifinals for the boys going on tonight at Kearney Catholic. There's a regular season matchup here between Hastings and Gretna. The Tigers have fallen behind here, 23-6. On the road, we're in the second quarter. Hastings with it. Ty Anderson has got it out of Reimer. He's going to crank up a three ball just left of the lane and sinks it. Ben Reimer hits the three-pointer for Hastings, and that ends a long scoring drought there for Hastings as they were outscored 9-0. Actually, 11-0. As they had that last field goal here for Gretna. So an 11-0 run by the Dragons, and now they fire up a three-pointer to get it right back. Tanner Miller throws it up from the top of the key. There are two-pointers thrown up there by Miller. They say his foot was on the line. It's now a 25-9 ball game in favor of the Dragons. Here's a Brady Rutt with the ball now for Hastings, trying to penetrate. The ball poked away. It goes out of bounds. It was last touchdown there by Gretna. Tyler Brungard got his hands on there. Katana Biller throws up a two in that last possession. They say his foot was on the line. So the score is 25-9 now in favor of Gretna. Hastings High will inbound, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Tigers will get things in. Anderson comes out here in the three-point territory. Richardson. Anderson gets it back. Not a Richardson. Comes across the top to a Brady Minkey on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense here for Gretna. Here's Andreessen driving down the lane. Plays it down to the baseline to Anderson. The shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Ty Anderson gets the field goal there for Hastings High. A little 12-footer off of the left baseline. 25-11 now. Gretna's got the lead. We're in the second quarter. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play until halftime. Gretna works with it now. Bo Shepherd on the wing. Cross-court pass to get it to Tanner Miller. Driving the baseline. Here's a shot up and in. Jared Bloom took it from the left corner right to the hole there and scores easily for Gretna against the Hastings High defense. 8 points now for Jared Bloom. 27-11. It is Gretna out on top. Hastings with the ball. Ty Anderson, free throw line extended right side. Anderson comes out to Minkey. Minkey out to Richardson. Deep in the corner of the right side. Trying to drive it. Can't do it. Backs it on out of there. Gets it to Andreessen. He drives the ball into the paint, stops, bounce pass down low. Brady Rudd has got it. Right on the baseline. Comes out to Andreessen in three-point territory. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped away from Richardson. Ball is brought out there by Gretna coming back the other way with the ball as court lead. He can't take it to the hole. They just reverse the ball and get it out here in the three-point territory. And a traveling violation is called in Jared Bloom. Second turnover on Gretna in the ballgame. Hastings High will come back the other direction. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Hastings High JV's played the first ball game tonight and got demolished by Gretna. Gretna won the JV contest tonight for the boys 53-16. 53-16, Gretna wins the junior varsity contest here tonight. And now we got a foul as the Tigers are setting up. Brings it back to Richardson on the wing. Dribble penetration into the paint. Kicks it out here to Mickey. Drives, leaves it over here to Andreessen. He takes it into the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Gretna. Here's Brungard. Long pass down the floor to Ortlieb. And shot is up there and in. Tyler Ortlieb scores for the Dragons. And Gretna goes out on top by 18 points in the second quarter, halfway through. It is 29-11. Gretna's got the lead. Hastings in the ball. Andreessen, top of the key, drives it down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It is good. He draws contact and the foul is called. Jack Andreessen gets the field goal to go down here for Hastings. The bucket will count. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Jared Bloom of Gretna. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Dragons. But Andreessen will have some a free throw here. The basket counts. Jack now has 6 points in the ballgame. Reimer comes into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Ty Anderson. Andreessen, a 45% foul shooter on the season. He is 37 out of 81 from the foul line this year. Hastings and his team will be hitting 51% of their foul shots. The free throw is up there. It's going to be no good by Andreessen, and the rebound comes down to Bloom. Jared Bloom clears it out of there. There's Ortlieb with the ball. Down the floor goes to Spurgeon. His tough shot in the lane is good. Off-balance shot there. Spurgeon puts it up there left-handed and scores. 31-13. Gretna all over Hastings High here tonight in boys high school basketball from Gretna. Ray Minkey with the ball for the Tigers. Goes to Reimer. Down to Rutt, top of the key. Swings it left side. That's Jack Andreessen trying to penetrate. Stops at the free throw line. Double team. Gets it back outside the ring. Down to Minkey. Now to Jeff Richardson. Dribbles a couple of times. Sends it over to the right side. That's Brady Rutt with the ball. Rutt gets it to Brady Minkey. Now to Reimer. Left side to Andreessen. Angles toward the basket. Loses control of the ball. The scramble is on in the lane. Whistle sounds. We got a jump ball called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Tigers will play things in. 3:21 to play here in the second quarter. 31-13. Gretna using a 11-0 run for the first quarter on into the second quarter. They've kind of opened things up now against Hastings. Richardson falls down with the ball, but it's picked up here by Minkey. He has it slapped loose, and now a foul is going to be called on Gretna. They're going Cole Spurgeon. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five on the Dragons here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation again, so the Tigers will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. Brady Minkey will play things in for Hastings. He holds the ball. Brady looking. Finally gets it into Reimer in the corner. Then puts it on the floor and dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Gretna stays with their man-to-man defense as Reimer has got the ball on the right side of the floor now. There's an entry pass inside to Andreessen. Puts it on the floor, bobbles it, now picks it back up, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Shepard. Shepard gets it back the other way to Zach Huber on the far side of the floor. He takes it to the top of the key. Near side down to Bo Shepard. Down in the corner to Ortley. Back out in three-point territory to Huber. And now Gretna will reset the offense here. 2:45 to play in the second quarter. It's 31-13. Gretna's got the lead. Spurgeon sends it down low. Here's a shot up there. It's no good. Follow shot is up and in. Jared Bloom just the field goal to go down. Tyler Brungard missed the first one, but Bloom was right there. The offensive board of the putback. Hastings has to do a better job of rebounding in the basketball. You cannot give Gretna second and third shots. That's what Hastings has done here. They're down by 20 points here early in the ballgame. It's 33-13. Here's Andreessen out here in three-point territory. Comes to Brady Rutt. Rutt to the left side of the lane. Comes back out to Ben Reimer. Reimer now to Brady Mickey up on the screen. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Zach Huber. Long pass down the floor. Here's a shot by Spurgeon. That's no good. Rebound to Andreessen of Hastings. Now the pass goes to the far side. Now to Ben Reimer. Reimer brings it back to the center of the floor. Now pulled up. They'll wait for his teammates here. Minute and 50 seconds to play. Second quarter, 33-13. Gretna has got the lead. Hastings high with the ball. Andreessen, free throw line extended left side. Holds it out on top. Here's Richardson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Gives it away to Andreessen. Spins left side of the lane. Puts it up there. Shot no good. He's fouled. Andreessen will go to the free throw line now for the Tigers. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Gretna. It's going to go on Matt Jones, who just checked in there. Jones picks up his first personal foul. He's a 6'5" sophomore. Jack Andreessen to the free throw line. 6 points so far tonight and three field goals. We'll have one for the free throw line, and he hits this one. They will have one more. Now 33-14. Gretna has got the lead. The Dragons led at the end of the first quarter 19-6. After Hastings scored the first field goal of the ballgame. 33-14, Tigers trailing. Hastings looking to break an 11-game losing streak here tonight. Big shot is up there. It is in and out and back in again. So Andreessen hits a pair. He has now got 8 points in the ballgame. He's going to check out. Here comes Blaine Gantz back into the contest for Mike Simmons and the Tigers. Hastings down by a margin of 18 points here. 33-15. A minute and 30 seconds to play until halftime. Bo Shepard with the ball now for Gretna. Cross-court pass comes to Spurgeon. Back out to the top of the key to Tanner Miller. They move it down on the baseline left side to Bloom. He tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes up to Tanner Miller. Now to the near side. A three-pointer. Put up and in. Cole Spurgeon hits the tray right in front of the Hastings high bench. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame, and it's 36-15. A 1:09 left here in the second quarter from Gretna High School. Here's a Mark Gooden with the ball now for Hastings. He's in there for the first time. To Brady Mickey. Back out to Reimer. Now to Gantz. Free throw line extended right side to Reimer. Goes over to Brady Mickey as they just throw the ball around the perimeter out here in 3 point territory. There's a Mark Gooden with the ball, fakes the three, gives it up now to Ben Reimer. Reimer holds it now with 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here's Mickey, his pass deflected out of bounds. Getting his hands over there on the basketball was Tanner Miller for Gretna. Hastings will play it in with 43 seconds to play in the second period. 36-15, Gretna has got the lead. Girls basketball tonight, Silver Lake won in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. Silver Lake 65, Shelton 37. So the Mustangs will play for the conference championship tomorrow night at Donovan Trumbull. Silver Lake with a win tonight over Shelton. And girls play 65-36. 36-15 here. Hastings down by 21 with 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings working with the ball. Ben Reimer goes over to Brady Minky out here in three-point territory. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Gives the ball away now to Rutt. Looks at the clock. We're down to 19 seconds to play. Rutt gets it in the hands now of Mickey. Now to Reimer. Out near the 10-second line. Now with 10 seconds to play, Reimer will start to work with the ball here. Hastings working for the final shot of the second quarter. Ben now with 5 seconds. Goes to Mickey. Back to Ben. Reimer fires up a three-pointer. His shot is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Gretna. They did not get a shot away before the half ends. And that's the end of the second quarter in play. All Gretna in the basketball game here tonight. The Dragons have the lead over the Hastings High Tigers at halftime. It is Gretna 36, Hastings High 15. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Boys High School basketball here tonight at 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So at halftime, the Hastings High Tigers are trailing 7th-ranked Gretna here tonight in boys high school play. The score is 36-15. Hastings, on their opening possession, very patient with the ball, took about a minute and 5 seconds out for the clock, and they got a field goal to grab their only lead in the ball game at 2-0. Gretna came back to go out on top 8-4. They led 10-4, then 12-4. Hastings High scoring to make it a 12-6 ball game, and then it was Gretna rattling off 11 straight points that took him into the second quarter to grab a 23-6 advantage with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Gretna had the lead after one, 19-6. It went 23-6 with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. And Gretna having an easy time with Hastings High here tonight in boys high school play. It's Gretna 36 and Hastings High 15. Again, some other action going on tonight. The Twin Valley Conference basketball tournament is going on tonight at Donovan Trumbull. We got the Lou Platt Conference Tournament going on tonight at Kearney Catholic High School. The Twin Valley got started this afternoon. Like the ball game just now completed. It was Silver Lake, the girls, knocking off Shelton by the score of 65-36. So they will move on into the championship ball game tomorrow night at 5:30. We've got the boys semifinals going on right now. In the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, Blue Hill is playing Silver Lake in the next ball game. It gets underway at 8:15. Just ramping up. You had a contest between Silver Lake and Shelton girls playing. We gave you that score with Silver Lake winning tonight by a score of 65-36. We'll get to the other scores in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament coming up. Blue Black Conference Tournament, the girls' championship is set tomorrow night. It'll go at 6 o'clock at Kearney Catholic. The Kearney Catholic Stars will play Centura for the championship. Kearney Catholic, the number one seed in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Centura comes in as the number six seed. Last night in the semifinals, it was Kearney Catholic beating Wood River by the score of 55-33. And Centura surprised second-seeded Adams Central 51-48. So Kearney Catholic plays Centura for the girls' championship. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Adams Central will play Wood River in the consolation ball game tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. In the boys' semifinals of the Lutheran Conference Tournament tonight at Kearney Catholic, Ravenna is playing right now against Kearney Catholic. And the other semifinal game will tip off here momentarily. That will feature Adams Central against St. Paul. The two winners will play for the boys' championship at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at Kearney Catholic. The boys' consolation game at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. A reminder, both consolation games and both championship games can be heard tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR. We're at halftime here at Boys High School Basketball. The Hastings High Tigers fell behind 19-6 at the end of the first quarter. Gretna has got the lead here at the break, 36-15. We'll get more right after this.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Gretna High School tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Understand Lawrence Nelson has won in girls' play at the Twin Valley Conference basketball tournament in the semifinals. They beat Zessler today by a score of 38-23. So the championship game is set now. Tomorrow afternoon at 5:30, it'll be Silver Lake, the number one seed, taking on the number three seed in Lawrence Nelson. That will join 5:30 tomorrow night at Donovan Trumbull. It'll be Desmer playing Shelton in the consolation ball game at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson will play for the Twin Valley Conference Tournament Championship tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. Gretna with a lead here over Hastings High. The score is 36-15. Scoring in the ball game thus far, Jared Bloom has got 10 points for the Dragons. He's got 5 field goals. Tanner Miller has got 9 points. Miller has knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ball game. He's got 3 2-point field goals. He's got 9 here at the half for Gretna. The other scorers for the Dragons, we see Bo Shepard has got 5 points, a couple of field goals, and he's 1 of 1 for the free throw line. 5 points for Cole Spurgeon on a 3 and a 2 here in the first half. 3 points for Zach Huber on a tray. And Tyler Ortlieb has got a field goal for 2 points. Tyler Brungard, a field goal for 2. Gretna's been to the free throw line only one time tonight. That was Shepard's free throw. So they're 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Unofficially, only 2 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High shot only 3 free throws tonight. They're 2 of 3 from the line, all from the hands of Jack Andreessen. The Tigers have turned the ball over 8 times in the first half against the Gretna defense. Jack Andreessen is leading the way for Hastings. In fact, only 4 guys have scored for the Tigers. Andreessen has got 6 points. He's got 3 field goals, and he has 2 of 3 for the free throw line. Ben Reimer has knocked down a tray here in the first half. He's got 3 points. Brady Minke has got a field goal for 2. And Ty Anderson has got a short jumper off of the left baseline, 2 points in the ball game here for Hastings High. So the Tigers, a lot of wood to chop in the second half of play if they want to break this 11-game losing streak. They are down by 21 points here at halftime to the 7th-ranked team in Class B, the Gretna Dragons. We got the second half coming up for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sassflower. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Gretna High School. Boys High School basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High fell behind 19-6 at the end of the first quarter. And the Dragons kept the pressure on in period number 2. As they outscore Hastings High 17-9 in that period. And the Dragons will start this second half with a 21-point lead. It is 36-15. Gretna will shoot to our basket to our left here in quarter number three. And play is back in. Old Spurgeon has got the ball now for Gretna. Comes over to a Jared Bloom. Down to Bo Shepherd, top of the key. Back down in the corner to Spurgeon. He holds it there against Brady Minkie. Brings it up high on the block. Bounce pass from the near sideline to Miller. He drives to the hole. The shot is up there and in. Tanner Miller scores again for Gretna. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and it is now 38-15. The seventh-ranked team in Class B, Gretna, is putting it to the Hastings High Tigers here tonight on the home floor. Brady Minkie with the ball for the Tigers. Goes over to Richardson on the wing. Now to Reimer for three. Down to straight away. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Hastings. Minkie sends it down low to Richardson. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Gretna, but it goes out of bounds. Hastings tries to save it. That was Minkie popping over the Hastings High bench over here. Could not get to the ball, but they're going to give it to Gretna. So great effort there by Brady Minkie. He's unable to come up with a basketball, and it'll be Gretna coming back the other way. 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter, just underway in the second half. Hastings is down to the Gretna Dragons. The score is 38-15. I think Minkie upset some water down here on the Hastings High bench. They're going to have to mop that up. So good effort there by Brady Minkie as he ends up in the second row of the bleachers here on the near sideline, trying to chase after that loose ball. Took out a couple of cups of water down there at the end of the bench. I got that mopped up, and now we're ready to go as Gretna comes back the other way with a big lead, 38-15. Driving into the way is going to be Spurgeon. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Hastings. Third turnover on the Dragons here in the ball game. Reimer has got it. Now to Brady Minkie. A free pass. They get it to the right. He is double-teamed. Kicks it back out here on the right side. Reimer has got it. Reimer holds it. Now off to Richardson. Richardson moves it over in the wing on the left side to a Brady Minkie. He holds the ball. Now to a Ben Reimer. Reimer dribbling with it, comes in the near side. There's a feed to Richardson. Richardson trying to penetrate, can't do it. Now to Minkie, now to Reimer. Over the far sideline to Jack Andreessen. Here's Richardson at the top of the key, trying to drive it, can't do it there. Good defense by Bo Shepherd of Gretna. Richardson has still got it. Back out to Ben Reimer. Reimer behind the screen from Andreessen, he can't use it. Comes over here on the near side, down to Richardson, back out to Ben. Ben gets it inside to Andreessen, spins in the lane, kicks it out to Minkie. 4-3, his shot is going to be short. Rebound, Minkie. Follow shot, good. Minkie misses the three, but he gets the rebound and the follow shot. Minkie now with 4 points in the basketball game. Hastings back within 21. 38-17 the score. 6 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Bo Shepherd with the ball now for the Gretna Dragons. Comes out to a Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon to the far sideline to Shepherd. Lobs it into the lane there. The Brungard shot is up and in. Tyler Brungard scores easily there. The 6'4" and senior for Gretna. He's averaging 9 points per ball game. He's got a couple of field goals now and 4 points here in this contest. 40-17. Here's a pass deflected. It is loose. It's finally picked up by Andreessen. Sends it into the lane to Brady Rutz. Not too far underneath the basket to go up. Now he throws it up there left-handed and scores. Brady Rutz's first field goal of the ball game. 40-19. Gretna has got the lead. Here's Spurgeon. He drives for the hole. Shot is up and in. Cole Spurgeon takes it in from the right corner, and he scores. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game. And now we've got a timeout here. Well, they're going to let a couple of subs come into the ball game. Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. The officials blew the whistle. They're going to come up the near sideline. They allow Gretna to get some subs in for some reason. And now Hastings will play things in. Nobody takes the timeout. 5:13 to play here in the third quarter. It's 42-19. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Gretna using an 11-0 run in the first half to open up a 23-6 advantage. They have not been threatened here in the contest here tonight. Richardson has got the ball in the wing on the left side after Ben Reimer. Reimer dribbling with the ball, sends it back to Richardson behind the screen. Dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out now to Reimer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gretna. Tyler Ortley with the board there. Goes into the near sideline to Tanner Miller. Cranks up a 17-footer. Misses a shot. Rebound comes down to Bo Shepherd for Gretna. An offensive board there for the Dragons. They get another chance. Bloom has got it. Right side of the lane. Not a Shepherd. Top of the key. Over to Ortley by the wing on the right side. Here's Tanner Miller with the ball. Dribbling with it against Brady Minkie of Hastings High. Over to Jared Bloom. Now to the near sideline. As Hastings is in the man-to-man defense. They lob it inside to Matt Jones. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Jones working against Andreessen inside, and Matt Jones scores easily. That is his first field goal of the ball game, 44-19. Gretna with the lead. Here's Andreessen with the ball to Brady Minkie on the wing on the right side. Gretna's in the man. Richardson cranks up the three. The shot is going to be short. and the rebound comes down to Tyler Ortley. Hastings I not shooting the ball real well here in the contest tonight. Gretna has got it back the other way. Jared Bloom down the three-point circle here for Gretna. Back out to Tanner Miller. Miller now to Ortley. Left side to Bo Shepherd. Shepherd comes out between the circles again to Tanner Miller. Miller dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the right side of the wing to Tyler Ortley. Ortley down to Bo Shepherd. Right here at the top of the key. Picked up there by Brady Mickey. We're down to 3:35 to play third quarter. 44-19. Powering his way to the basket. Shooting and scoring is going to be Jared Bloom. Six field goals in the ballgame now for Bloom. And it is 46-19. Hastings High trailing here in the third quarter. Tigers with the ball. Andreessen goes over to Richardson. Richardson now to Ben Reimer. Here's a Minky now. Free throw line extended right side. Minky dribbles with the ball. Picks up the dribble. Passes out top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shepherd. He drives and stuffs it home. Bo Shepherd gets his steal. And he goes back the other way and stuffs one home to bring the fans to their feet here at Gretna. Shepherd now with 7 points in the ballgame. The Tigers have turned the ball over 9 times. And now Mike Simmons wants to stop the bleeding. He calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Gretna 48, Hastings High 19.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight from Gretna High School. Our second trip to Gretna for this 2009-2010 regular season. We were here with Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this year. In fact, right before Christmas on December the 22nd, when this Gretna team beat St. Cecilia by a score of 56-50 in overtime. That's the only loss that the Hawks have suffered so far this year. And now Gretna is taking care of another team from Hastings. The Hastings High Tigers here tonight. It is Gretna 48 and Hastings 19. We are into the third quarter with 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Tigers will inbound the basketball here on the near sideline as the Minky will get things in to Ben Reimer. Reimer will stump it across the 10-second line, sets up now the half-court offense. Tigers working with the ball. Here's Andreessen, rather Richardson out here in three-point territory to a Brady Minky over in the wing. Minky on the dribble, takes it down on the baseline, a pass out on top, down to Richardson, drives it into the paint, puts up a little off-balance shot, it's going to be no good. Jones had the rebound, lost it, Minky picks it up, and shot right in front of the basket, it's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Gretna. Nolan Samuelson has got the rebound for the Dragons, and we see some new people into the ball game now for Gretna. Applegate is back in there. He's got the ball out in 3 points territory to Samuelson. Samuelson comes to the near sideline to Zach Huber. Now to Tyler Ortley. He will back it out of there. Back out of the 3 points there. It's way with 2:10 to play in the third quarter. 48-19. Gretna's got the lead. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Matt Jones lobs it in the lane, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. It's going to be Applegate. Jones gets the assist. He just lobs it up there. He goes up there and grabs it, and it's going to be an easy field goal there for Sam Applegate. And it is now 50-19. Gretna's got the lead. Ben Reimer has got the ball for Hastings High. There's a lob pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. 10 turnovers now at Hastings High. Here comes Gretna back the other direction. Ortlieb has got it. He circles back around, back out into 3 points territory. Now pulls up inside the ring, throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around, and the baseline goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Ortlieb of Gretna. Jet Durr comes into the ball game now for the Dragons, a 6-foot junior. If you are dressed in white or black here tonight, I think you're going to be into the ballgame because this is a blowout already. A minute and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. It is 50-19. Gretna's got the lead. Tigers trying to break their 11-game losing streak here tonight, but it does not look favorable. Here's a shot by Gantz. It's going to be no good. Rebound Durr. Durr in backcourt. Gets it away now to Nolan Samuelson. Here come the Dragons with a minute to play here in the third quarter. Jed Durr with it now. For the Dragons, as he runs the offense, goes over to Huber. Free throw line extended right side, lobs it inside to Applegate. His hook shot is up there and in. Sam Applegate with a couple of field goals. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Tigers have no answer right now for the Gretna offense, even with the second and third teamers out there. 52-19 is the score. Hastings down in the ball game. Richardson has got the ball for the Tigers back out in three-point territory. Losing over in the wing on the right side. That's Cade Welke is into the ball game for the first time. Just a sophomore here for head coach Mike Simmons as he has gotten to the bench in the third period. There's a Minky with the ball. Minky gets it back out here to Welke as he holds on to it. Cade finally gets rid of it now to a Ben Reimer. We're down to 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. Reimer's back out near the 10-second line. Picked up out there by Huber now for Gretna. Huber backs away. And down to 9 seconds to go. Reimer directing some traffic. Hastings looking for the final shot here in the third period. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Reimer has got it now to Richardson. Throws up an off-balance three. A shot no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball. All Gretna. The Tigers held to just 7 points in the third quarter. They have scored 16-7 in the third quarter. We go to the fourth and final period with a score Gretna 52, Hastings High 19.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Double check my math here. Hastings High was outscored in the third quarter 16-4. It was 36-15 at halftime, and now it's 52-19 in favor of Gretna. The Dragons appear like they're going to bounce back in a nice fashion here after suffering a loss, their third loss of the season in their last outing last weekend. They dropped a 71-69 double overtime decision to the Aurora Huskies in Aurora. But now Gretna has come back out here, grabbed the lead early over Hastings High, and they are coasting here tonight as we head to the fourth and final quarter. It's 52-19. There's a traveling violation now on the Gretna. Hastings had it in their offensive zone. They had a steal over there. And falling down with the basketball was Nolan Samuelson for Gretna. So officially a turnover on the Dragons. That's their fourth of the ballgame. So Hastings High will play things in. Driving down the left side of the lane, throwing up a shot. It's going to be Brady Rutt. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gretna. They want to run her back the other way. Nolan Samuelson's pass to the near sideline is out of bounds. They had the break going there, but Samuelson throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Sam Stoltenberg, who's into the ball game for the first time. Stoltenberg is 6'2" junior. 52-19. Gretna has got the lead. Hastings High with the ball back in their offensive end. Brady Minky has got it here. Brady got a start tonight. Replacing the injured Vlas Hoagland, who is not playing here tonight. There's a pass underneath. A shot by Minky is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Gretna. Mitch Gray has got the ball now for Gretna. They get it into the forecourt to Zach Huber. Both coaches going with the second and third teamers now in the ball game here in the fourth quarter, with Gretna having an easy time with things with Hastings High here tonight. Stoltenberg has got it now to third. They bring it back out on top. That's a Huber with the ball. Back to Samuelson. His shot for three is good. Nolan Samuelson hits the three ball for Gretna. He's got a big grin in our face as he comes back into the defensive zone. And it is now 55-19 in favor of Gretna. There's a lob pass inside to get it to Rutt. His spinning shot, left-handed, no good. Rebound comes down to Gretna as they run her back the other way. 55-19 with 6.5 minutes to play here in this one. Zach Huber has got the ball, moves it over on the wing on the right side to Stoltenberg. Down in the corner, now back out here in the three-point territory to Nolan Samuelson, down at Durr. Left side to Stoltenberg, bounce pass down in the baseline. They get to Mitch Gray. He goes up with a shot against Reimer. It's going to be no good, and he's fouling the play. Reimer picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half. And now we're going to have some free throws here. As Mitch Gray, a 6'2" freshman, goes to the free throw line for the Gretna Dragons. And his shot is up there. He hits that one. So Gray is into the scorebook here. Everybody getting the act here at home. It's now 56-19. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. The Tigers appear to be going to their 12th loss in a row. Next shot is up there. It is good. The Tigers will drop to 2-13 after this one. They got off to a 2-1 start, and they have not won since the second week of December when they beat Holdridge 53-46 in Holdridge. There's an entry pass. It's going to be mishandled again by Andreessen. It's brought down here by Gretna. That's the 11th turnover on the Tigers in the ballgame. Jed Durr's got the ball, left wide open, three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound loose in the corner, it is saved. High in the air, grabbing the ball. Here is going to be Zach Huber, but Gretna keeps it alive. Right now just out-hustling the Tigers. Outplaying the Tigers in about every facet of the ballgame. They're showing it on the scoreboard, 57-19. They lead big time here in the ballgame by 38 points. We're down to 5.5 minutes to go. Jet Durr with the ball down for Gretna. Out here in three-point territory, works against Ty Anderson. Goes over to Dre on the right sideline, down to Stoltenberg at the top of the key. Stoltenberg picked up there by Andreessen of Hastings defensively. Dre on the right sideline gets it now to a Jet Durr. Around the arc to come, Zach Huber down to the left side to get it to a Sam Stoltenberg. Out on top of Durr. Dribbles to the free throw line, dumps it down, Ronis on his up and in. Nice pass, Sam Stoltenberg puts it through the hole. 12 guys have scored now for Gretna here in this basketball game. And the Dragons lead by 40 points, 59-19, with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here's Reimer with the ball, now to Andreessen. Out here in three-point territory, Andreessen, rainbow pass near his side. Reimer climbs the ladder to grab it, and then he calls the timeout here. Reimer had to go high in the air to grab it on the near sideline, and then he was trapped over here and calls the timeout. To save the possession, 4:39 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Gretna 59, Hastings High 19.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos will have a couple of home games. Briar Cliff in town to take on Hastings tomorrow. Women's game gets underway at 2 o'clock. That's a matchup of number one against number four. As the Broncos and the Chargers will get together, 4 o'clock for the guys tomorrow. Hastings and Briar Cliff on 1230 KHAS. Pregame show begins at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. 59-19, Hastings down by 40. Tigers have the ball. Jack Andreessen out here in three-point territory. To a Mark Gooden, who's into the ball game now. Pass back out on the wing. Mishandled, but it's picked up by Gooden. Gooden puts a man in the air. Now throws up a little 12-footer. It's going to be short, an air ball. Hastings trying to save it. Richardson had it. Now it's tipped out of bounds. And it was last touchdown there by Gooden of Hastings. So it's going to be Gretna coming back the other direction with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll name our player of the game, and we'll have our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Hastings down by 40 points. The seventh-ranked team in Class B, the Gretna Dragons. It is 59-19. Gretna working the ball in their offensive zone. Back Huber has got it here on the near sideline. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. Jet Durr picked up there by Anderson of Hastings. Durr sends it over the right side down to Matt Jones. Jones comes across the top to Nolan Samuelson. Bounce pass inside to Stoltenberg. He backs up, puts up an off-balance shot. Good. Banks one home as Sam Stoltenberg has now got 2 field goals and 4 points. It's 61-19. Gretna with the lead over Hastings. Here's Andreessen for 3. Shot is short. And the rebound comes down to Gretna. Nolan Samuelson runs it back the other way. 3-on-2. Takes it all the way to the hole and scores. Nolan Samuelson now with 5 points in the ballgame. It's 63-19. The Gretna Dragons just grinding up the Tigers here. Here's Ben Reimer with the ball. Reimer goes over to Gooden. Down to the left side of the lane. They get it over to Andreessen. There's a feed down low to Brady Rennes. Shot's no good, but he was hammered on the arm. The foul is going to go on Stoltenberg of Gretna. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Dragons here in the second half. In fact, two teams have combined for 2 fouls. We're up to shoot 2. His shot is up there. It's good. That is only the 4th free throw that we have seen in the ball game tonight for Hastings. The Tigers now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Brady Rutter's got 3 points in the basketball game. Next one is up there. That one rims off. No good. 63-20. 3 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Jet Durr has got the ball now for the Gretna Dragons. Goes over in the wing on the right side. That's Dre with it now. Dre to Samuelson. Moves over to Stoltenberg. Bounce pass comes inside to Matt Jones. Jones' pass deflected, but it's picked up in the corner. That's Nolan Samuelson with the ball, 2:45 to play. Dre has got it. Now to Samuelson, deep in the corner, right side. They lob it inside to Jones. His shot is up and in. Matt Jones right in front of the basket, grabs the ball and scores easily. Gretna getting to the front of the rim with no problem here against the Hastings High defense. 65-20, and now we got a foul called on Gretna as Reimer got with it to Ty Anderson. The foul is going to go on the Dragons. Nolan Samuelson picks up his first personal foul, the second teamer on Gretna here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. 2:27 to play in the ballgame, 65-20. Gretna leading the Hastings High Tigers in boys high school basketball here tonight. Ben Reimer with the ball for Hastings out here in three-point territory. Reimer backs up near the 10-second line and looks at this Gretna defense. Reimer now runs the offense, goes over the wing on the left side to Patrick Offerman, who's into the ball game now. To Reimer, entry pass to get it to Rutt, bounces off a couple of defenders down in the baseline, driving, shooting, and scoring there for Hastings. That is going to be Cade Welke. So Welke gets the field goal there for Hastings High. It's now 65-22. A minute and 56 seconds to play here in the contest. Gretna has got the ball. Nolan Samuelson comes out to Jones. Out of Mitch Dre over there on the far sideline. There's an entry pass to Durr. He tries it down the right side of the lane, and his shot is up and in. 13 guys have now scored for Gretna. I think everybody that's suited up here tonight has scored in the ball game. And now Mike Simmons wants to call another timeout. A minute and 37 seconds to play in the basketball game from Gretna. The score, the Dragons 67, Hastings High 22.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Tiger basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. The Tigers have not been in this basketball game almost from the opening tap. They didn't have a 2-0 lead, but that's all she wrote. As Gretna got onto a 19-6 first quarter lead, they led at halftime 36-15, led at the end of three quarters 52-19. Hastings has scored only 7 points here in the second half. We're down to 90 seconds to play here in the contest. There's a short jumper from the free throw line. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Gretna. Brogan Shea now into the ball game for Hastings High Tigers. He took that last shot there. So Gretna has got the ball. Nolan Samuelson moves it over in the wing on the right side to Matt Jones. Jones out to a Jet Durr. Durr dribbling with the ball against the Hastings man-to-man defense. Here's Stoltenberg with it now against Shea. Drives it into the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. The ball is tapped out. It's picked up here by Hastings. Tigers have it. Jackson Powers into the ball game now for Hastings High. Gets it to a Ben Reimer. Reimer over on the wing on the left side to a Patrick Opperman. Now to Reimer. Now they move it over to the wing on the right side to Powers. Back out to Reimer. His long three is put up there. No good. Rebound Stoltenberg now for Gretna. 41 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Gretna is leading 67-22. Next up for the Dragons, they've got a date tomorrow night to play at Blair, a team that is 10-7 in the season thus far. So a pair of games here for the Gretna Dragons. Jed Durr has got it now. And their offensive end, and I think the white flag is coming up here. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Gretna just throwing the ball around in 3-point territory, and Hastings not putting a whole lot of pressure on out here. Nolan Samuelson with the ball out to Jed Durr. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Durr gets rid of it. Over to Matt Jones. Jones dribbling with the ball just across the 10-second line. Now to Jed Durr. 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is over. Gretna demolishes the Hastings High Tigers here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score, Gretna 67, Hastings High 22. You listen to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Gretna Dragons now 2-0 against teams from the city of Hastings. And Gretna knocked off Hastings State to stay earlier this year, gave the Luhawks early loss of the season, 56-50 in overtime back in December, back on the 22nd of December. Now Hastings High makes the trip to Gretna. They get absolutely blown out of the gym. It was Gretna beating Hastings by a score of 67-22. Hastings scored the first field goal of the ball game to go out on top 2-0. Gretna comes right back, got onto an 8-4 advantage, got onto a 12-4 advantage, and then 12-6. And then Gretna goes on an 11-0 run that takes the ball game into the second quarter. They led at that time 23-6. Gretna led at halftime 36-15. Then they outscore Hastings 16-4 in the third quarter to put the icing on the cake, so to speak, as Gretna had a 52-19 advantage after three. They go on to win it tonight by the score of 67-22. The Tigers have now lost 12 games in a row, and Hastings will fall to 2-13 on the season. Gretna is now 13-3, the seventh-ranked team in Class B. The Tigers got 8 points tonight from Jack Andreessen, all eight in the first half. Brady Menke had four. Ben Reimer had three. Ty Anderson had two. And also Cade Welke got into the ball game and scored 2 points for Hastings High. That is it. And they had six guys score here in the ball game. Gretna had 13 guys score on their half of things. And Gretna got 12 points from Jared Bloom, 11 from Tanner Miller. The two guys in double figures tonight for Gretna, but most of those frontliners did not see a whole lot of playing time in the second half. So in the addition of Bloom and Miller, you had Mitch Dre scoring 2 points. Jed Durr had two. Bo Shepard had seven. Tyler Ortlieb had two. Sam Stoltenberg had four. Zach Huber had three. Sam Applegate had four. Cole Spurgeon had seven. Nolan Samuelson had five. Tyler Brungard had four. And Matt Jones had 4 points. Gretna wins it tonight over the Hastings High Tigers. The final score, Gretna 67, Hastings High 22. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Mike Will back at Gretna here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers getting blown out of the gym. They were beaten tonight by the Dragons Final score of 67-22. Again, Gretna winning it all the breaks here tonight, 19-6. At the end of the first quarter, 36-15 at halftime, 52-19 after three. And the Dragons win it 67-22. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS, and obviously not a whole lot of bright spots for Hastings High here tonight. As they had six guys score in the ball game, Jack Andreessen with 8 points. Brady Minke had four, three for Ben Reimer, two for Ty Anderson, and a couple of points for Cade Welke in the ball game here tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings High will be Jack Andreessen. He led the Tigers in scoring here tonight, picked up a couple of rebounds, especially in the first half. They're trying to keep the Tigers close, but it was all for naught. Jack Andreessen, 8 points in the ball game. He had three field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Jack Andreessen led the Tigers in scoring here tonight. He'll be our player of the game as the Tigers come up short. Gretna beats Hastings by a score of 67-22. Stick around. The Coach's Post Game Show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Post Game Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And back at Gretna High School. The Dragons knock off Hastings High tonight in boys high school basketball, 67-22. Still waiting for Mike Simmons to make his way back out of the locker room and down the hallways here this evening. Hastings High totally outplayed in the basketball game here tonight. Again, the Tigers had a brief 2-0 lead, but that's the only lead they had in the ball game. As Gretna opened up a 19-6 advantage after the first quarter, they're in the process of an 11-0 run that took them into the second quarter. And up to a 23-6 advantage before Hastings was able to score again. Gretna led 36-15 at halftime, 52-19 after three quarters of play. And again, the Dragons go on to beat Hastings tonight by a score of 67-22 in the basketball game here tonight. As Mike Simmons, the head coach for Hastings, is back courtside with us. And, Coach, we knew it was going to be tough, but Gretna, a pretty good basketball team we saw tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they really get after it defensively. I mean, they hold their opponent's shooting percentage down for a reason. I mean, they're very aggressive, very fundamentally sound.
Talk about the problems we had, obviously, putting your points on the scoreboard again tonight.
Yeah, you know, it looked really good early. Our first possession, we really took care of the ball in the possession of the year. I mean, we really swung the ball, made the defense have to work, and got a nice high percentage shot from Jack Andreessen. And then, you know, we just couldn't get any stops. I mean, those guys got, again, the same thing as biting us again with the offensive rebound. They had some putbacks and some second chances, which we didn't get. I don't think we got a offensive rebound in the first half for us. So, you know, that's one thing that we've got to work on. We've got to keep working on checking out. And the thing, they just got on a roll there, and we just couldn't catch a break.
And at that first possession, you took a whole minute off the clock. It wasn't until the 6:50 mark of the first quarter that anybody scored, and it was us. So we had a 2-0 lead. Like I said, that might have been the best possession we've had all year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did some good things. We really worked hard on screening this week. I thought our kids did a good job on that possession, and it showed throughout the game. We did set some very good screens, got guys open, just couldn't knock down a shot.
We were still all right at 12-6, playing pretty good defense, but then I think we went to 3 or 4 straight possessions where we turned the ball over, and that's something you can't do against a team like this.
No, when you're giving them easy baskets, which I call that easy baskets, you know, that's not good. I thought we took care of the ball a little bit better after that, but, just the way it went tonight.
And they went on an 11-0 run that took it into the second quarter, fell behind 23-6. And Hastings is not a ball club that can come back from a 23-6 deficit in the second quarter.
No. It got too big on us. They really started to knock down threes, and they knocked two down in the first quarter, one at the buzzer there. And then in the second quarter, we went zone a little bit. And I thought, early on, we got them to miss some shots, but they got the offensive rebound there out of it. And then they knocked down a couple more threes, and we just had to get out of it there starting the second half because they're pretty good shooters.
Yeah, we talked about a couple of things in the pregame show, and you had to take care of the basketball, and we had some crucial turnovers in the ball game. Had to shoot the ball well tonight, didn't get the job done there, and then you couldn't give up offensive rebounds, didn't get the job done there either. So the three check marks, and we get blown out of this.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they were key for us, and all we can do is keep working at it each week, and our kids have. They understand. They understand that the teams that we play in our district aren't the teams that we're going to face over the last 5 games here with Kearney and Gretna and Aurora and Adams Central and Pius. I mean, they're not the same teams that we're going to face, and we've played already, and we've been close with every district team. As long as our kids stay keep their heads in it, they'll be fine.
That's what's nice about basketball. Despite what your regular season record is, you can turn it on, flip the switch, come district time and get to the state tournament still.
Yeah, I mean, if they just went by fast scores, I mean, you play the game because there's different variables that can happen during the game, and when you play on neutral courts in the district, anything can happen. That's why you play the game.
You mentioned that the teams coming up. We just look at them here. None of them have losing records. So you're going to finish off the season with Aurora, Adams Central, and Pius all with a winning record. So if we're going to right the ship, so to speak. We got to 3 good teams. We're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, I mean they're 3 real good teams, and with Adams Central being in our district, that'll be a first time look for us as far as our kids at them, it's basically a district in itself for a mini state tournament right there because there's some really good teams that we're going to play.
Okay, Coach, keep it working. We'll see you in next week or so.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Mike Simmons, the head coach for Hastings High, and the Tigers losing this one tonight to Gretna, the final score of 67-22. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
So, a big night for the 7th-ranked team of the state, the Gretna Dragons here tonight as they roll past Hastings High, final score of 67-22. They used an 11-0 run in the first half, got out to a 36-15 halftime lead, and they cruised to the victory here tonight, 67-22 over Hastings High. Jack Andreessen led the Tigers with 8 points, 12 for Jared Bloom and 11 for Tanner Miller. For Gretna, so the Dragons improved to 13 wins and 3 losses on the season. Hastings High has now lost 12 games in a row. They are 2-13. We've got Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos will take on the Chargers of Briarcliff at Lynn Farrell Arena. 1:45 for the pregame show with head coach Jeff Pittman. Women's ball game will be at 2 for the guys to follow at 4 o'clock. Those 2 games will be here on 1230 KHIS. We'll also be with the St. Cecilia Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks of the Chapman Gym. They've got Lincoln Lutheran coming into town late in the afternoon tomorrow at 5:30, 5:15 for the pregame show. You get those games on ESPN 1550 KICS. But again, Gretna leads at all the stops tonight, 19-6 at the end of the first quarter, 36-15 at halftime, 52-19 after 3. Gretna wins it tonight by a score of 67-22. For Tyler Moffitt, my engineer and producer, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Gretna.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link.